This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, Allah has made many promises. And Shaytan has made many promises. And these are covered in the Quran. Long before us, Shaytan made a promise to Allah. قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِ He said, O Allah, O my Lord, just as you have led me astray, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ I will surely sit on the straight path before them. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ And then I will surely come to them from in front of them, from behind them, from their right hand side, from their left hand side. And then you will surely find many of them, most of them, not being grateful. So Shaytan made that promise to Allah. And in another verse, it's even more explicit. وَقَالَ لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا O my Lord, I will surely take from your servants a fixed share, meaning some of your servants will be mine. I will claim them. I will claim a fixed share of your servants. وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ And when I've translated all of these verses with the emphasis that I will surely, I will most assuredly, I will definitely, this isn't an embellishment in language on my part. This is the actual translation of the verses. The syntax and the format of these verses, every one of them is with emphasis. With emphasis, he said to Allah, وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ He says, and I will most assuredly misguide them. And I will most assuredly give them false hope, give them hope. And I will most assuredly instruct them. And then he repeats it again in the verse. And then again. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says of him, يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا That Shaytan promises them and gives them hope. But in reality, Shaytan does not promise them anything except deception. Our whole life is about promises and expectations. So what are these promises that Shaytan gives us? And what are these hopes and dreams that Shaytan feeds us. Very simple. The love of the dunya, the love of wealth, the belief that we are only for this world, that there is nothing beyond. Attachment to this world. The false promise and the false hope of riches, of wealth. And not just riches and wealth, but also of peace, of joy, of happiness, of tranquility, which we all seek. Shaytan gives us the false hope that we will discover this joy, this felicity, this bliss, this happiness, this tranquility in many different things, whether it's in food, drink, substances, in most importantly, in relationships, in wealth, in possessions, in goods, in belongings, in assets, in money, in fame, in prestige. Regardless of where and when Shaytan promises all of these things to us, it's a deception. And that's why Allah, he said to Allah, I will most assuredly lead them astray. I will most assuredly give them hope. I will most assuredly instruct them. Then they will disobey Allah, commit sins. It's a longer verse. Then at the end of it, Allah says, يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ. He promises them and He feeds them hopes. وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. And Shaytan does not promise them anything except deception. We are surrounded by the promise of Allah and by the promise of Shaytan. And Shaytan doesn't just promise us, he actually threatens us. He feeds us, he fills us with fear. And that's what that verse tells us. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. Shaytan threatens you with poverty. This is what drives desire. This is what drives greed. This is what drives anger. The fear of loss. We are not content with enough food and drink and shelter and clothing for today and for tomorrow. But we are filled with this fear that at some given point in the future, I will be lacking these things. I will lose these things. And so to thwart that possibility of great loss later, we wish to fill our coffers right now with enough that even if we did suffer a loss, we would be left with sufficient possessions to compensate for that loss. It's that fear of loss, it's that fear of poverty, which drives us.